Chuck Stevens was among the best disc jockeys of the 1950s rock and roll era. He worked at the top radio stations in Providence at the time, WXTR, WICE, WRIB, WGNG, and WHIM. Chuck's on-air persona was known for his telling jokes, his one-sided conversations on air with callers to his program, and giving his sponsors great airplay.
Hello, you, and Happy New Year. And did you have a nice New Year? Oh, that was wonderful, huh? I stayed at home and watched Dick Clark. And Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve there. And, where was it? On top of the Waldorf Astoria? Somewhere around there in New York. Oh, Richard Clark. Doesn't get a day older, does he? How are you on the Sunday afternoon? We got a couple of goodies. Got our mystery artist. We're baffling everybody. I have people that work at the racetrack calling me now, and they're asking me, who does You Are My Destiny? I saw, and I'll cut it out, Jimmy Dooley and a couple of other people that I know. Well, let's see now. A new survey says married men are happier than single men, but that single women are happier than married women. Well, I suppose that's why married men prefer single women. Is that right? Who knows? Oh, well. Oh, here he is now. Here's Luigi. He's coming in now. Calm down. Calm down there. Calm down. Okay. Now, I got to tell you this one. This is so funny. This is so funny. You're not going to believe this. But this guy was actually in love with a carrot. Really. Everywhere he went, he took this carrot with him. So one day he's traveling along on 95, and he hits a truck in front of him, and the carrot goes right through the windshield. And he was unhurt, fortunately, but they rushed the carrot to the Rhode Island Hospital. And the doctor came out, and he says, look, we've got to operate. He says, well, go ahead. So he stayed there all night long, and he finally came out, and he says, the operation is over. I've got some good news, and I've got some bad news. He says, the good news is that he's going to live. The bad news is he's always going to be a vegetable.
Chuck Stevens. Chuck Stevens.
I want to give it away. I want to give away the stuffed camel. And I'll even autograph it for you. Have my name on a stuffed camel. Someday it'll become a collector's item. That's right. As I take my place alongside the all-time greats. Great what? Dick Clark that never made it. All right. Dinner for two at the Players' Corner Pub. All right. And how about a gift certificate from Eden Park Cleaners at 541 Pontiac Avenue in Cranston? Okay, good. And you can get your clothes clean from Frankie Boy. And a whipped cream cake. We've got to give that away from Bob Carroll's Bakery, 533 Pontiac Avenue, Cranston. Delightful LP from Lad's Music. Okay, Seymour. A dozen golf balls. The Titleist Jobs from Kelly Sporting Goods, also in Garden City. And one of our sponsors on the show from Community Fruit, 1350 Park Avenue, Cranston. Joe Sicoccio, the Fruit Basket King. He's got a delightful fruit basket. And left over from the holidays, I've got a Bop Bop and Rebop set from Hasbro Toys that we're going to give away. And a lube oil and filter change from Jerry's Texaco at 1885 Mineral Spring Avenue, North Providence. I've got a Chuck Stevens t-shirt that you can wear proudly as you go up and down Mineral Spring Avenue. Boy, that has become pothole haven now. Boy, is that ridiculous. I lost my car the other day riding up there. I was going up to Buddy Boy, 287 Thayer Street in Providence. That's right. That's a Chuck Stevens t-shirt and a table lamp to top it off from Sal's Furniture, 1251 Douglas Avenue in North Providence, a city store in the suburbs. Are you ready now? All right, everybody may call at will. You've got to call while the record is playing. You've got to give me the first and last name of our mystery artist. They have to be exact. There are no in-betweens. As I said before, the last name of our mystery artist is the same of a well-known ball player in the major leagues. Is it what? Lee Morgan. No, it isn't. Happy New Year. What is it? No, I'm not going to wish anybody. Hello? Joe, what? No. Hello? Is it what? Hampton? No. Hello? Who? Tommy Wills. They're trying to piece the names together, but it's not right. Hello? Jimmy Brown is incorrect. Hello? Nope. Hello? Richie Wise? No, it isn't. Hello? No, it's not Pete Fontaine. Hello? Nope, it's not Michael Jackson. Hello? Yes, sir. Nope. Hello? Nope. Hello? Nope. Not Mitch Miller. Hello? Nope. Hello? Chuck Stevens? Give me an answer. Chris Montez. Is there a ball player with the name of Montez? I never heard of it. Hello? John Garvey. No, it's not John Garvey. Hello? Who? Everly Brothers. Well, I never knew they played ball. Hello? With a name like that. Hello? No, it's not Don DeLuise. Hello? Ray Evans. No. Hello? Who? King Curtis. No. Hello? Who? Stop whispering, will you? It's not Tom Jones. Hello? I know the rates are going up in the telephone company, but what are you whispering for? Did you pay your bill? Hello? It's not Reggie Jackson. Hello? Jerry Rivers. No, my dear. Hello? What's that? No, he said an obscenity. Nice boy. Should go out in the traffic and play. Get hit by a snowplow. Hello? Hello? No, it's not Cole Porter. Hello? No, it's not Gillespie. All right, we'll take 5 telephone calls because a couple little kids are calling. Their mothers and fathers are putting it up to calling Chuck Stevens on the phone and swearing at him and getting their frustrations off. All right, hello? No, it's not Buddy Johnson. It's call 1. Now, this is going to be call number 2. Hello? What was that, dear? Bobby Shields. No. Hello? No, it's not Freddie Martin. Hello? Vaughn Monroe. Do we have a ball player with that same last name, Monroe? I don't believe we do, dear. I'm sorry. Last call. Lee Allen. Good guess, but not right. And the last name is not Allen. No more telephone calls, please. No more telephone calls, please.